Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC inviting you to take part in our first ever Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest. We want your short videos, 2 minutes or less, showing an uncommon economic indicator in your neighborhood. The best few videos will get a screening before a live audience at WNYC's Jerome L. Green Performance Space, and our grand prize winner will get a screening at a rooftop films event in Brooklyn. The deadline is June 21st. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to see how to enter the first ever Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest. Well, the chaos continues in Albany. We're just getting word that Governor Patterson is now planning a midday news conference as fellow Democrats appear to be losing their majority in the state Senate. He will speak to reporters around 12 o'clock, which will be almost 2 days after a parliamentary plot engineered by Republicans and two dissident Democrats ousted the Senate leader and upended control of the chamber. No one knows for sure if the power grab will hold. We just heard a Republican and a Democratic senator debating that. That'll be settled somewhat at 3 o'clock this afternoon when the new apparent Republican majority tries to convene a session. But Governor Patterson will hold a news conference at noon today. He has condemned the political uprising, but says he is powerless to do anything about it. Some people are blaming him, saying if he had consolidated power more effectively, then this coup would not have been politically possible. But let's talk more about the implications for the possibility that a gay marriage bill will be brought to the Senate floor. Now, remember, the old majority leader, the Democrat Malcolm Smith, said he would not bring a bill to the floor unless he knew he had the votes to pass it. And so far, he did not have that headcount. Apparently, Governor Patterson wants the bill to come to the floor anyway, make people put their cards on the table. And hopefully, people will be ashamed to vote no for what is increasingly seen as a civil rights issue. That's the governor's position. Some opponents of legal gay marriage also want to vote. They think people are going to be ashamed in the other direction, ashamed to come out for gay marriage. Let's talk to Michael Lavers, national news editor for Edge New York, a gay and lesbian-oriented publication, and get his take on what's actually going on. Mike, welcome back to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think this coup makes the gay marriage bill more likely or less likely to come to the floor?
I think at this point, folks are still just trying to figure out, like all of us here in New York are trying to figure out just what happened on Monday. There's certain indications from Senator Espada in particular that he would actually want to bring the bill to the floor for a vote. So I think folks are, you know, taking that cue perhaps to say that, you know, they're calling for a vote as they've been, you know, calling for since the assembly passed it last month. So it remains uncertain whether that will happen, but folks are certainly continuing to urge senators to vote on this one way or the other.
Governor Patterson, by the way, I should have mentioned earlier, will be our first guest tomorrow morning. So we'll continue to cover the chaos in Albany with the governor himself right at the top of the show, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mike Lavers, I noticed that absent from the Democrats' protest on Monday afternoon of this coup was State Senator Tom Duane, who's been leading the charge for a gay marriage bill. And I'm completely guessing here and speculating, and I have no idea if this is true, but I wonder if with the elevation of Espada, who's a co-sponsor of the bill, to this leadership position, with Espada's desire to bring it to the floor, with even the Republican leader, Dean Skelos, he opposes the bill, but he's telling his members that this is a vote of conscience, and he's going to not use it as a leadership issue and try to hammer them into a no vote, that maybe the strongest proponents of marriage equality, like Senator Duane, are a little bit encouraged by this, and maybe therefore not taking the strongest stand in opposition to the coup compared to some other Democrats. Do you think that's what's going on here?
I don't really have a sense of what's going on in the halls of Albany. I mean, I do suspect that Senator Duane is certainly continuing his efforts to lobby folks on both sides of the aisle who may remain undecided on this issue to really stand up and say you need to support this. So I suspect that's my best educated guess at this point, is that that's what he continues to do. I don't know the intricacies of the negotiations, but I think, again, you know, he's continuing his efforts to push this bill, whether it's in the halls or, you know, lobbying or direct communication, contact, and so forth.
And did you see the New York One head count on Friday? You need 32 votes to get something passed in the New York State Senate. The Assembly's already for this, so that's in the bag. We know Governor Patterson would sign it. Mm-hmm. But they counted 29 state senators opposed, just 20 in favor. But with 9 undecided and 5 unwilling to state their position, there was still the possibility that if all those went to the pro side, that a gay marriage bill could pass. Those 5 who were unwilling to state their position, are you familiar at all with what it is that they may be holding out for, even to say whether or not they're undecided?
I think there's a number of possibilities, one of which could include, you know, any potential repercussions they could face from their constituents, but it's been proven time and time again, not only in New York but across the country, that the vast majority of folks who do come out in support of marriage equality basically face absolutely no threat of losing their seats or diminished support. So for whatever reason, they're holding their position close to their – they're keeping their cards close to themselves and not – for whatever reason, again, they're just not publicly talking about why they're taking that position at this point. It could be for any whole host of different reasons. As I said previously, anything that could go from, you know, potential political consequences to lack of support, so forth. So it could be a whole different whole bunch of different reasons.
All right. So last thing, are there any names you would name of senators from the downstate area who you think hold key swing votes at this point, who you want to call out, who listeners should approach if they want them to vote one way or the other?
I do know that there's certain groups of activists here in the city that are targeting their legislators in Queens in particular. I believe Arenado is one of them. So there's folks who are certainly pressuring him to come out in support of this bill.
Sorry, is that Joseph Addabbo?
Arenado? I don't have his name exact, but the senator who represents Astoria, Queens, mm-hmm. folks are targeting him in particular, and I believe Abinato as well. So there's certainly folks that are actively lobbying and pressuring their senators to back this issue, and I suspect those efforts will certainly continue in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Mike Lavers, national news editor for Edge New York. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer, NWNYC. More in a minute.